Okay, it is Wednesday, August 19th at 6 p.m. We're meeting at the Cedar View Martwell Special Service District Boardroom for our monthly meeting. Is there any public comments? There is none. Let's go to, we'll go down this list pretty quick. Let's go to item number one, bills. So everybody had a chance to... It's on the back of your agenda.
That big one for Sunrise Engineering.
Yeah. How many more bills do we owe?
Yeah, how many?
We're just about done. Yeah.
So we have paid Moon Lake, or cut out a check for Moon Lake for some of the stuff down there.
That was for the pole and the wire and the work to get it to that one at that point.
But there'll be an addition possible.
Possible, yes.
I make a motion to approve the bills as they are written.
How often do we pay for that, Loris?
Quarterly.
Quarterly?
Okay. Any other questions?
Hi. How are you?
If not, do we, we've got a motion.
I'll second it.
Give a second. Oh, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There's none. Motion carries. Let's go to minutes. Approval of minutes.
I didn't.
Oh. We're going to make a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
Okay.
Ryan Claiborne's name was not right.
But you caught it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good thing, okay.
And it also, there was assistant wasn't in there. He's assistant manager, not the manager. That was added.
Was it the wrong person's name, or his name was just spelled wrong?
His last name was just like, I don't even know. It wasn't even spelled to even close.
The letters were all there. They just weren't in right order.
Something.
It's one of their new AI things, huh?
It was something.
Okay, we have a motion for approval of the bills.
I'll second the motion.
Dean seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There's none. Motion carries. Okay, we'll go to item number three. We can go over this quick. We've had a discussion. Justin Freston, you can go over just briefly what you was talking about. What you want to do down here?
So I'm just looking for two new connections right here along the road. That's all I'm needing.
Okay. You want to bring up any of the other stuff that you can look into? Okay. And we will proceed on that when we get information from the county for that. Okay. That's where we're at on that. When he's done talking, no, you're good. You're number four on the list, JR, and that's where we're at.
Okay.
We can let you come up and talk with the board.
Okay, so back in October of last year, I purchased a 1-inch water connection, and a 3/4-inch water connection was installed. And then about 2 months later, I think it was December, I got approached by Russ Dewar, and said that I owed him another $4,000 for that connection. And so I went back to my connection size was wrong, and so I couldn't hook on. And the reason I needed it done in October is I was building the building, and so I wasn't able to use it then, and they said, we won't be able to change it. And I talked to Alan about it. He said, we can't change it. It's too late in the year. we'll have to wait till spring. And so I decided to wait till spring, but in the meantime, like I said, I got approached and said that I was to owe Russ $4,000 for the connection. So when I looked at my contract, it clearly states in the contract that the impact fee is $2,000, and the connections fee is $4,000, and the connection fee includes the meter, installation, and inspection. So I was just wondering, and he hasn't been paid yet, and I'm not too often concerned about him not being, well, I am, but, because I don't like to owe anybody anything. But according to my contract, I've already paid the connection fee.
Okay, do we have any comments? What was you told? Nothing else was told from the office or anything on that?
Nope.
For a contractor, or how did you end up getting him as a contractor?
That it was all done internally.
Internally?
Yeah, I had no decision-making authority on that. So, recently I saw him again at Mountain Land, and I asked him, you know, what had happened. He says, well, I went and replaced the meter. And I said, that's all well and good. Did you replace the line between the meter and the connection? Is it 1 inch? He said, no. He says, I was told not to change that, just to put in 1 inch meter. So
that line should have been changed out between the tap.
Yeah, who told him not to do that? Because I thought he was going to change the whole thing out.
Yeah.
So we weren't going to re-tap because it's the same tap, whether it's 1 inch or 3/4, it's the same drill hole, but the line should have been changed.
Well, not to my understanding, the drill hole is 3/4 inch, right?
So, like on my 1 inch tap, and my 3/4 inch tap, the drill hole, is the drill itself is the same bit size.
So is it a 1 inch valve or a 3/4 inch valve?
So it'd be on there right now would be a 3/4 inch valve.
Yeah. Which is a 3/4 inch connection. So, and I heard that might happen, so I asked him, and he said, yes, that's what happened. So part of my concern about that is when I sized the line, I put in a 2 inch line, and Aaron, we talked, and I asked for a 1 inch and a half, because I was thinking Roosevelt offers 1.5 inches, and it would bend right in between the price of 1 inch and 2 inch, and I thought with a 2 inch, it looked too steep, a couple thousand more, 1.5 inches would have been 1,000 more, that's what Roosevelt charges. So I went with the 1 inch, knowing that it was smaller than I wanted anyway, but I was willing to go with that just because of the cost. So my preference would be, if I had a choice, I'd rather a 2 inch and pay the extra than a 3/4 inch.
So is what needs to be done there to resolve this, with this, to resolve the plumbing part on it?
So if you left the 1 inch line or 3/4 inch line, it'd have to be dug up again and change it out to the 1 inch line.
So that's something we need to look at getting done.
And again, if it'd make it a little more worth your time, I'd rather just pay the extra $1,000 and get a 2 inch. I just don't want to be...
That would have to be reboard, wouldn't it?
That would be a retap.
Yeah.
Is it in a spot where we could do a new connection, the 2 inch that he wants, and then is that 3/4 inch in a spot where it could be used by somebody else?
Not down there. Yeah, not down there. There's nothing that big or that much going on down there.
Yeah.
What would it take
to retap that same existing hole? So we have two options: cap it and leave it, and just have that connection there but capped, and then retap a few feet down from there at the 2 inch connection, or turn off the line,
drain it down some
completely, and then retap it. Because otherwise, if we retap the tap without turning that line off,
it's going to blow it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just got to release the pressure as well.
So those are our two options. Either it's a potential leak spot or kill the line.
Kill the line, what downtime would be? 2 hours?
Probably.
Or what is there? 8 homes down there below where that tap is, probably? Now, probably where the valve is up above, there might be at least 8 homes now, connections.
Yeah, that valve is right there on the corner by Tyler's place.
The one going south, yeah.
Everything south will be dead, so yeah. There's about 8 down there, you know.
Well, you're the water manager.
I would recommend kill the line and tap it properly to the 2-inch size, just because it's a potential weak spot. We'll be digging it up eventually if we cap it.
Yeah. Can you two work that out, and then we can know when you're going to do it? If you need assistance, somebody to help you or watch things or...
Yeah, we can... I need some guidance on who's doing what and who's paying for it.
Yeah, well, that's the issue there, is the paying. We'll probably have to take care of it. Yeah.
So I'll get a contractor lined out to do that.
Okay. Kim Blanchard might would be,
that
yeah.
That was my thought. Get it done, finance.
So if you want to upsize to the 2, you come in and talk to...
Yeah, I'd rather do that than...
Do we have a 2-inch saddle?
Does it help you guys to do
we
that?
Have to purchase all of that.
I think we might have a 12x2 saddle back here.
Do we?
But I doubt we have a setter.
I don't think I've seen anything 2-inch at all.
Yeah. So when you get material rounded up...
And we've got one already that we need to purchase, so we'll just purchase 2.
Or 3. Well, yeah, we got to watch this year.
Then we might be meeting soon.
So cost have went up since that. We've approved as a board a cost change.
$5,000
more. So you're looking
more.
At $2,250 is what you're looking at in addition. But then also you'd be on a commercial connection and you'd be paying $140 a month.
Maybe that's why I didn't do this.
Because I talked to Judy after we had talked, JR, we had talked to Judy about that. And the reason why we didn't offer 1.5 inch is because we discontinued them.
Yeah.
So we went from 3/4, 1 inch, and then we went to commercial connections at 2 inches.
That makes sense.
And then up.
Yeah, because it was 2,000 higher, and you're saying it's 225 now.
Yeah.
Then it's considered commercial, so it goes from the 70 base to 140 base.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But you do get
8,000.
Double the water.
You get 16,000 for that 140.
What is the total? Because I know reading through this, there was a certain allotment that you guys like to stay within as far as home, is that correct?
It's 8,000.
But that's the first 8,000 is included with the 70, correct?
Yes.
Right. So it'd be 16,000 for the commercial.
But is it unlimited, I guess, after the 8,000?
Nope, well, then you go into the...
You go to overage.
Well, I know that, but I mean, if I'm willing to pay those overage fees, can I take as much water as I want?
The overage fees just go up and up and up and up.
It's a tiered conservation system, so the more you use, the higher.
You can use as much as you want.
We could do what Ashley Valley did and go like 35,000 above is 2,250,000.
Well, let's not be that hasty.
We haven't gotten to that point because we'd like to share water or sell the water. If you want to use 200,000 gallons a month, yeah, it's going to cost you.
Sure.
Are you going to be filling water trucks?
That's what I've got an arena down there, and that's part of the reason I needed the bigger connection is because trying to fill a water truck might take a while through a 3/4 inch tap. So.
But you're not going to turn around and sell it as resale?
No,
okay.
It's actually to fill and just put out on the arena, so I'll fill the water truck and it's just an outdoor arena that I'm working on right there.
For dust control.
Yeah, dust control. And
just know at that point, you're probably going to hit the 150% mark at that point. The Davids, who live just below you, he came out. They have a well, and they had the culinary. Well, he didn't realize what was connected until they got a bill.
Yeah.
And we're not as nice as Roosevelt with bills, so. Yeah.
Well, for me, the 140 month isn't a big issue. If I ever sold that place, it might be. Well, I mean, if somebody buys that and they're doing an arena and everything else, I mean, they better have $140 a month to pay.
And it's the overages. We don't have that list in here on that, do we? But
not
you
not
can
not
show
not.
It to him when he if he
it's
decides
right
to come
there.
In.
But I get double the water, basically.
Yes.
For the first $140.
Yeah.
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 And the percentages haven't changed in, or the, in your packet there, the percentages haven't changed. So if you look at the schedule there, that hasn't changed, just that we went up $250 on each of the
connections.
Well, let's get together, Helen, and kind of make a plan, and I'll maybe get with you on some of the costs. Is the escalation cost pretty much the same per thousand after you hit the base on commercial and residential, or is it?
It's the same percentage.
It goes up. It goes up 105% for 2,000. Well, it'd probably be 4,000 gallons, I think, in between. And it tiers up once you hit that tier that's listed in there. Once it hits that tier, it's 150%, so it re-amortizes everything at that point. So we've had to put those into place to protect us, as showing that we're being conservative, you know, conservants.
CIB has put all of them in. They had to agree too with that.
So that we're conserving our water.
Okay.
We're being diligent.
Well, so if I'm understanding correctly, and I know it's got to be a poor decision, but if I do go to the 2-inch, then it would be another $2,225.
$250 for record.
Okay, I'm trying to make one nine. But $2,250, and then everything else is...
You've taken care of everything else.
Everything else, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know if it's of any use to the board. I did look at some of the others and Roosevelt's fees and a few other fees just to see, because it did get me thinking, like, am I thinking incorrectly, or is something wrong? But I just called around to a few different ones, just, and I don't know that it makes any difference, but Mazer was $3,325 for a 3/4 inch, but they don't have an impact fee, and that included the meter installation. Vernal was $1,000 impact fee, $375 for the meter, and then the landowner, the developer, whoever puts in the installation. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to find somebody to do that. Roosevelt does a $3,000 impact fee, and then $3,000 for the meter and the install. And then Johnson Water does $2,500 for an impact fee and $1,500 for the meter and the install. So it's very kind of similar. So when I got that additional cost, I was like, whoa. Just kind of give you an idea how other...
I heard Arvo Freeman, the Secretary of Agriculture, many years ago, and I heard him give a talk, and he says, I've talked to farmers all over the world, and many of them don't know how to read, but I've never met a farmer that doesn't know how to count.
Yeah.
Farmer, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Well, I hate to say pencil pusher, because I don't like that phrase either, but I do like numbers.
If you're a farmer, you're a pencil.
Yeah. So, well, if that's the case, and if that's a decision of the board, then I can work that out with Alan, and I can work that out with Aaron,
and we'll go from there.
Make the final decision. Okay. The only other thing I was going to bring up, and I'm not asking for that, I was just going to mention it, if it became an issue, and the fees that I've already paid, even though I haven't been able to have access to water, I'm not worried about that as long as we can get it fixed and done. Which isn't a ton, it's $600 or whatever.
Is your line already ran from the meter over to where you were going?
It was since about last December of last year.
Yeah. So you just wait for that infrastructure, okay.
Yeah. So there's three lines, to be completely honest. Dwayne Preston and his son and I are all ran. The only reason I haven't hooked them in is because I didn't want to hook them in and have to redig. So I was just going to dig everything up at once, have everything hooked in at once, and then bury it all together.
Now, are you running them lines for them also in the same trench, or?
Yeah. So I've got them parallel, but I've got mine marked, so I put tracer wire through the whole thing.
Just for yours.
It'll be for all of it.
Because
it's all in the same trench.
Same trench.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
it's just the south one, the middle one, the north one. You know whose is whose.
Mine's the south. Larry's is the middle. And
no,
his son
not
is,
Larry.
I mean, Dwayne is the middle. And his son is the north. Yeah.
With that information you've just given.
So I have information in regards to that too, because Is Larry Dwayne's son, is that how that works?
Brother.
Anyway, brother. So the son was, or the nephew is who it was that contacted us, was wanting to subdivide the property, and so it's a family thing, so that may be part of this too as well. They're wanting to take water up to that. It'll be kind of back in that northeast corner of the property.
Yeah, and that, so and that's Dwayne's property, right?
So yes, yeah, so the problem, so I had raised this concern with the board before approving anything like that to happen, because they need to go to the county and do their due diligence, because we're not gonna allow them to take Dwayne's connection. So Dwayne's connection is for his parcel. We have statutes in the district that state
right.
that we have one connection per parcel. That parcel's for Dwayne's parcel. So when his nephew builds that house back in the north, behind there,
and that's actually his son.
Or son.
Yeah.
So whatever the case is, that's a new parcel at that point, and that is a new connection for the district.
So
and so that would need to be ran and paid for.
Yeah, so I ran a separate line for that, and that's the north line in the trench, and it goes clear up to those meters as well, and all three of them are just kind of stuffed up there. I'm waiting for this to be remedied, and then we'll all hook on at the same time. So he should have paid for an independent connection, or he's going to have to, because his line runs from those meters clear back. There's no way for him to, and we've already buried the lines, there's no way for him to tap into Larry's line.
That was my concern there. So he does need to, before he can even do that, he's going to have to come in and pay for a new connection.
Because yeah. Dwayne pays for a connection right now,
yeah,
which
his
is his standby for that parcel. Mm-hmm. But Dwayne's son, I guess, is who we're talking about that mm-hmm. you've run the line up to.
Yeah.
That is a dead connection as far as we're concerned until it's paid for, because it hasn't been subdivided through the county yet.
Gotcha.
Because there's a family whatever there, from what I understand. That dad or uncle was going to sign something quit claim deed that property to him so they could get the parcel done. That has not been done. And so that's a problem for us.
Okay. There were, Alan, you can correct me if I'm wrong, there were three connections in that, or three meters installed in that area. I don't know if one of them is for somebody else, but I believe there is.
There was two that went back, and then yours.
I was thinking that Dwayne's son has one. Has he not been paying a bill?
No, so there's only Dwayne that's there, and he was a pre-existing connection that was there that's on an old standby.
Yep.
And then there was Hatches that was put in next to JR's up there.
Yep.
And then, so those two are the only two connections I knew about. We knew about when you had submitted and come to the board prior and ask about that, possibly helping Dwayne at that mm-hmm. point. That's what we have on record, is helping Dwayne. But now that's changed, because Dwayne's son apparently is wanting to build a house back there and has not went through the process.
Okay.
And so
he paid me for the water line, so I'm made whole that way. So whether he gets a connection or not,
yeah,
that's his deal.
Well, at least now we know that there's a line there.
But it is good to know. Because I would assume that meter was his.
He put it in when we put the line in down there.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. I was thinking there was two of them.
Thank
that
you.
That was going there. One for Dwayne and one for his son was already there.
I think they're there.
There's two there.
There's three right there.
And then there's your third one that is yours.
There
is two right there.
Hatches is further down the road. That's
right.
Totally different.
So his son did pay for one.
We'll have to follow up on that paperwork and that.
It was when they put the line in, it was paperwork.
We'll work on that. Are you okay with all that then, JR? You and Alan will work things out. And you have questions, you'll come in and talk to Aaron.
Would you just let me know when that is dug up again? And I'm not trying to be too, but and just so that I can visually see it.
So yeah, we'll have them come in. And we're just going to remove that entirety of and replace. We'll fill that line, put a 2-inch in its place.
Okay.
We'll take the saddle off, everything. It'll be all 2-inch. But yeah, I'll definitely call you when we do that.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to order parts.
Okay.
I don't know how long it'll take because we don't have any 2-inch meters.
I'm kind of under time.
We might have some meters.
Noticed.
Yeah, cool.
Get all the. I think he's going to schedule it the second week in the, or second Tuesday in November. Or whatever, first Tuesday, election day.
That sounds great.
Something to do that day.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Until about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, right. I didn't think you guys did connections that late in the year.
They don't.
We don't.
That's why you're scheduled.
Yes, but we might have to remedy this. It has to be remedied.
Yeah.
We can't wait till April to do it. It has to be done.
It usually only takes a couple of weeks to get meters. So
to get parts?
We might have meters back here.
For 2 inches. You know, and I mean, I'm not complaining, but I was hauling water in and things to compact and to pour cement and everything else. And it would be nice to have it there. Wow. But I'll go through my, since I'm a numbers guy, I'll go through my budget and see if I can afford the 140. And if I can, I'll catch a check for another 2250.
Perfect.
And then if you'll just let me know how long the parts, if you'll find out how long the parts will take to get here, that might weigh in on the decision too, because if it's going to be far out there, then we'll just stay with the 1 inch. But
I have the parts in mind, and if you guys are willing to do an exchange in parts.
We might have to.
Yeah. See if we can get some ordered and what the time frame is.
Yeah. Oh. So I have the parts for a 2 inch connection in mind, and that I can give to the district, and then the district just replaces that. So
we might can do that.
That would work. See, now I'm leaning more towards 2 inch.
Okay. Bunch of salesmen in here.
And I'll try to get that. I'll be gone for a week, so if you do it, even if you take a picture or something, like that just put my mind at ease. I'll try to get that thing. Are you here tomorrow?
Yep.
I'll try to get everything taken care of. If you'll find out for sure, then I'll try to get everything taken care of tomorrow. And then I'll be gone for a week and then back. But if that happens in between, then cool. If not, then great. But at least you're taken care of financially.
Yeah.
I'll make calls in the morning, and then I'll get with you in the morning.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, made a decision on there. Let's move on down to item number 5. We're going to table that one.
Have a good night, J.R.
Okay, item number 6. With Roosevelt City contracts. We don't need any recommendation other than we're just going to send back the original.
I think that's all we need to say, is that we're going to send back the original one.
We're going to, with Roosevelt City.
I think a few of those things, like you said, 15 cents and 35 cents and 50 cents, like them doing the math, I don't know if that really matters.
I don't know that it matters, but it is what they wanted originally.
They wanted this,
Boosenbark said that's how he wanted to see it.
Okay.
And it makes sense for bookkeeping, because then we know 15 cents out of every goes to specifically the tank.
I guess that would be good so that in the future we couldn't say, well, we need money to maintain that tank. Yeah, It'll be in the paperwork. We can't complain about it.
Right.
Where did the 15 cents go?
Right.
Yeah. So
I just feel like we need to
Keep it separate.
That doesn't really.
Okay, we'll have Aaron send this back then tomorrow morning, and we'll see where they go from there.
Has anything been said about the move the boundary contract?
We want this one done first.
Yeah.
I wondered if anybody had talked to Roosevelt about it.
They're not interested in annexing that in at all when I've talked with Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saves lots of work. Getting petitions.
Yes.
And
they're holding special meetings. And
process.
Yeah. Okay. Item number 7 is Sunrise Engineering. He is not here. He did send a list of the things to discuss. And that we can go over that. The main one was referring to the power going to the pump station. We already paying Moon Lake the additional cost for permits and wire and poles and that, but they will be an additional cost to get the power from the pole inside the property to the pump station. And we need to get with Jeff though with further questions on that, do we not?
And just let him know we want it as close as we can to the pump station.
Right.
Exactly.
And we'll pay the extra.
And we will. So we need to probably get a motion then to pay the extra once it's approved.
I'll make a motion that we pay the extra for the power to the pump station. From the pole to the pump station, we want Moon Lake to put it in.
Okay.
And that's where we want our meter box, is at the pump station.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Do we know how much that extra is?
Around 7,000.
Right there, around the 7,000.
I don't understand though, because he says down below it is the same cost. And so, I mean, 20,000 plus 7,000 and 20,000 plus 16,000 is not the same cost.
Because you're still going to have an electrician do the imaging.
Yeah.
That's your difference that you're going to have.
Okay. So they're saying the electrician and maybe conduit or something's the difference between 7,000 and 16,000?
It would be 7,000.
Because rather than paying Johansson the 16,000 to bring it from the pole all the way to the meter box or to the pump, you're going to be bringing the other side in, so Moon Lake wants an additional 7,000 to bring it closer, but you still have the connection into the meter. But then that's going to be roughly the difference.
Okay.
He didn't quite explain that part. We have a motion and a second, and we had it all in favor.
Yeah.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. What? Okay. Any opposed? There's none. So. We'll get with Jeff and get him to follow through on that next week when he returns in town.
As soon as possible.
Yeah, so that they can get it. And he did say that there was a chance they had some openings so they could start setting maybe the power pole end of this week or first of next. Okay, let's go to item number 8, water manager report. I'll turn time over to Alan. Anything you have?
Not specifically. We got our annual water sample sent in for disinfection byproduct. They didn't email me back a result, Aaron, did they email me?
They did. Yeah.
They did.
They send it with the bill.
Yeah.
Can you forward that to me?
Yes.
So we can take a look at that. I appreciate that.
And to let you know, I just got that here just last week, so.
It took a while to get
here. It took a minute for it to get here.
Yeah, it did. If you don't have anything else, we'll turn time over to the office manager report.
Well, it's going to be really short. So, new connections. If I could just, and those of you that have the other agenda for staff and for the board, there is some connections that I want you guys to be aware of. POSMA, I don't know if that's even going through over there at all on account 1715. I don't know what's happened with that.
You been able to get a hold of the one you were dealing with last fall?
No.
The lady in your office?
No, I think she's...
I can say this, that at POSMA's, they are digging something there.
Oh, good.
He might be getting his house, so that might be
down in the gully?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's on the east, on the east side.
On the east side.
Okay.
They've paid, so they're good. So mm-hmm. They are aware of needing to contact contractors.
That one there will need a tap, I believe.
Yes.
Yep.
And Birds have one, and there's one on the west side of the road for post office.
Yeah.
This other one, 1722 Roar, this one, she has wanted a 2-inch connection there as well. They want to go up to a commercial connection. She has not paid for that. So I don't know if...
Don't order it until it's paid for.
Exactly.
I got a question on this. It's a little concerning because we priced out what 3/4-inch connections cost and 1-inch connections cost material-wise. We have not done it on 2-inch. So we almost need to do it on 2-inch to make sure we're in line with what we're charging for a 2-inch connection.
On the percentage.
Amen.
You can find that out.
I'll be ordering one for JR, right? So we can get the cost when we order that. We'll have an exact cost of what that's going to be.
So everything's updated.
Right.
And then we'll have
the... Other than that one's going to be a 12 and this one's going to be an 8.
Well, the saddles is no big deal.
There shouldn't be a whole lot of difference in the saddle cost. Okay. You know, maybe $30.
That's more the setter and the meter.
Okay. Lacey.
The meter's expensive, I can tell you that much.
And I'll look back here because I thought we had 2 left over from the original project.
Are the batteries going to be any good in that?
Well, they're not. There's no battery, no
connection, no leader on it, so.
Okay.
So we might just have to get the reader, it's just a brass body.
When you find out what the cost is, you can get a hold of Aaron, and then we can figure out if we're in the ballpark.
We'll look before we're done.
And then Lacey Cloward's down in the Chapman subdivision, are the ones that are building that new home down there, right on the corner as you come in. When you guys are out and reading meters, would you check that right there to see if they've connected to that at all?
Is that that barn dominium?
No, it's a brand new home.
Stick built in Chapman subdivision.
In Chapman subdivision.
Oh, the one they're working on.
Last time I was down there, they had the foundation dug, but they hadn't dug any utilities yet.
Okay. Those are pre-existing meters there from before, so those are a little different. And then Jake and Lindy Rich, especially you, Dean, and that, where you live right there, they've subdivided the property. They're getting ready to build their home behind their tiny
little mini home.
Yep. And then Stephen Welsh is also up in Charmel, too, as well. Haven't seen any development from that. So when you guys are out, if you could check Stephen Welsh.
Is that the one that's just north of Potter, or south of Potter?
No, so that is, it's not on that road, it's on the 2800 road. So it's not Murray's, it's the other one. And then Matt and Shaylee Hamilton, we kind of got a report in our workshop meeting there. Let me know when they're ready, they get a meter in there, we'll start getting that done. Aaron Reary, they're building another home down here on the corner next to the house that they just built for Larson's down there. And then this one is a big concern because we think this has already been turned on and they may even be using it. So Elsa Madriz down in the James Taylor subdivision.
I got part of your voicemail, but I didn't get all of it by the time I was able to hear it.
So Brent had called me and told me that they looked like there was a hose coming out there. So they may have already done it and just didn't tell anybody there. So when you guys are out. And then I'm wanting to have you guys read meters on Wednesday the 26th, if that works for you guys. That's next week.
I'm good with that.
And then rereads, and I made a typo. So that should be 8:31 instead of 6:31. There, and that could even be up to the... I didn't want to do billing on the 1st, which is the Tuesday. I wanted to do it on Wednesday just to give people enough time to get everything in. And then we'll get billing processed on the 2nd of September. Does that give you guys enough time to get rereads done?
I'm good with that.
And just shout out to Alan and Dean. Thank you so much for getting those meters. We had, for the first time in a year and a half, those meters down in Mountain View Acres start giving me some numbers. So thank you. I don't know what's happened down there, but we're getting some numbers now where you're not physically reading them. So that's... So that's my report for the district.
Okay. Well, if there's not anything else, do we have anything to discuss in the closed session?
No. I'm just concerned about the pump station is my concern right now.
Yeah, we kind of all are. We'll just have to wait and see.
And my theory is when they get it up and running, shut the Roosevelt one off and see if it actually we're all the way up.
We want to have a discussion. We can.
Nah, we'll have to have a discussion because we'll have to decide how we're going to hook everybody up down there too.
Yeah, we can discuss that.
I know it's next month or something. Hopefully by then I'll be about ready for that. I make a motion to close the meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm good to that.